Cora Campbell's appointment as Fish and Game Commissioner for the state continues to raise objections from Native organizations. The Southeast-based Alaska Native Brotherhood says it may try to block her confirmation by the legislature. But both sides also say they're willing to talk. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports from Juneau.
The Alaska Native Brotherhood's regional leadership came out swinging when it learned Governor Sean Parnell was about to name Cora Campbell Fish and Game Commissioner.
We are not afraid of going to the legislature and expressing our views.
Longtime Southeast Tlingit activist Bob Loescher heads up the ANB's Subsistence Committee.
We did that when previous governor appointed an attorney general that was not to our Alaska Native liking, and we were able to defeat that confirmation.
The governor appointed Campbell to head the department just before Christmas. The 31-year-old former commercial fisherman used to head up the Petersburg Vessel Owners Association. She more recently worked as fisheries advisor to former Governor Sarah Palin, and she handled similar duties as a special assistant to Parnell. Loescher says his group doesn't know her, and it should.
We're very concerned going forward that her inexperience and her lack of knowledge of who the players are throughout Alaska outside of the commercial fisheries arena could be hindering her role in the fish and game management as we look forward to 2011.
He says ANB worries fish and game is already biased towards commercial fisheries and against subsistence, and the new commissioner will be more so. Campbell says she's heard that before, and it's wrong.
Many people associate me with the commercial fishing industry because that's where I spent my early years, but the fact of the matter is I transitioned into a different role several years ago, a statewide role with responsibilities to a broad constituency and to all user groups.
Campbell says her time in the governor's office gave her a chance to learn about a wide range of fish and game issues, and she says she's closely followed subsistence.
One of my jobs prior to going to work for the state was to supervise an education and outreach program. And that program was aimed at increasing awareness of the dual federal and state management systems and to promote public involvement in the subsistence management process.
Campbell says she's already talking to the ANB about meeting to address its concerns. She says she hopes leaders come to see her as a partner rather than an opponent.
I particularly just want to assure them that I have a deep concern and respect for the subsistence lifestyle and the subsistence issues that they deal with, and that I want to have a close working relationship with them going forward.
ANB's Loescher says he's interested in a meeting, but if his group isn't satisfied, it won't be alone.
Alaska Native Brotherhood is just part of many, many groups across the state focused on making sure that subsistence resources be granted to as a preference and a priority to the Alaska Natives and rural community people.
The other commissioner finalist was Board of Game member Ron Somerville. ANB leaders say that was a slap in their face since the 73-year-old Juneau resident had been a longtime foe of their subsistence goals. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.